brought to you by Penguin.
Bringing Down Goliath, written and read by me, Julian Morm. For Claire, who makes everything possible. What we allow the mark of our suffering to become is in our own hands. Bell Hooks, All About Love. Introduction. The law, backed by the power of the state, is how lawmakers shape the world. It rewards the conduct they like and punishes the conduct they don't. Our lives are shaped and changed by the law. It is the sluice gate through which the river of humanity flows. The law is a slingshot to bring down Goliath. Rich and poor, weak and strong, all are subject to it and equal before it. With it, any of us can take on a global corporation or a mighty government and win. It is blind to power, and it is blind to identity. Lady Justice atop the Old Bailey does not see who appears before her, and no one can put their thumb on the scale she holds, because we can always see that justice is done. At least that's the idea. The reality, I have to tell you, is more complicated. Judges don't wear blindfolds, and their ears catch your vowels. Judging is a negotiation between what the law says and the judge's perception, often founded in their social class, of what value-laden concepts like morality and fairness require. Governments, especially in a country like ours that lacks a written constitution, do place their thumb on the scales. Sometimes the combination of explicit public bullying and private patronage suggests a heavier body part than the thumb. And the cost of asking whether all are equal before the law is an exercise too expensive for most of us. As the 19th century Irish judge James Matthew put it, in England, justice is open to all, like the Ritz Hotel. For most of us, the law touches our life gently. Along with other social mores, it conditions the behaviour of those who interact with us. Landlords, employers, and retailers tend to treat us as the law requires, but mostly because they choose to. The practical reality, for most of us, is that the law cannot be wielded to compel them to. It's a tool too expensive to buy. But that's not true of everyone. Make an enemy who has money, speak an uncomfortable truth or threaten their interests, and you will quickly learn how the law can be used as a weapon to deliver injustice, to bend the weak to the will of the strong. The law should, and it can, protect the weak from the strong, literally. It must discourage employers from abusing interns desperate to enter a profession. It must retilt the scale so Instagram is not financially rewarded for serving up harmful content to children. It must deter the rape of women by men. It fails when it does not, and the unequivocal story told by the statistics is that it is failing. These are real, profound problems, but they should not disguise what good the law can do. The hand of a good lawyer holds the mightiest pen. Its stroke can enlist the power of the state. If your arguments do persuade a judge that a global tech behemoth has broken the law, you can rely on the state to coerce it to comply. It is how far-off corporations are prevented from freeloading on the public infrastructure their businesses need. And if eventually they do pay their taxes, it is the principal deterrent to venal politicians diverting those taxes from the public coffers into the pockets of their friends. It should police the dividing line between what is for the public good and what is for private benefit. If water companies dump sewage into our rivers and onto our beaches rather than invest in infrastructure, it is because the law fails to discourage them from preferring their shareholders. When government gets to buy the votes of MPs and Parliament with constituency boondoggles from public funds, it is because the law has not played its part. Law can help protect democracy. It can prevent a man selected by tens of thousands of voters from suspending a parliament elected by tens of millions. And it can compel him to do what parliament has explicitly commanded him to do. All of these things, I have enlisted the power of the law to attempt or do. The stories of how and of whether I succeeded make up most of this book. Through Good Law Project, I have tried to collectivize the power of tens of thousands of regular...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?